In May of this year, Frischelle Tesla was my guest here on State of the Arts for the first time. Now, if you have not had the pleasure of seeing her work yet, you have another chance, which is really nice. My guest, visual artist Frischelle Tesla, welcome back.
Thank you.
Such a kick to see you. I've had great fun keeping up with what you're up to in town. And you have a show that opens tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Art Junction. That's the Crossland Gallery, 500 West Paisano. It's titled Interracial, Interethnic. Tell me about it.
Interracial, Interethnic. Well, it began as a small observation that I made when I first moved to El Paso. I noticed what a big melting pot El Paso is. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one of anything. There are these great fusions and mixes of people and culture. And I think that's the biggest, that's the pulse of El Paso. If you've never been here, you're going, whoa, what?
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. We have very vocal, exuberant inner changes here. I was a Pollyanna until I started traveling to other cities and realizing, whoa, you know, it's not mixed bag the way it is here in a lot of cities.
No, it isn't. All over the world, it really is not.
So tell me about your artistic interpretation of this mix we have going.
Well, these are a set of sculptures that I did, and they just pose different questions. I can't tell you. I'll give it all away. But they pose.
Now, this is what I learned before, is that your work has secrets in it.
Yes.
It poses questions, and if you give it all away, you don't have that fun aha moment.
And that's what I like. I like to see people's faces, their reactions.
Uh-huh.
I had the same thing with the Great and Secret show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to leave some of that work in there. And this went from being a really small project. Now I'm collaborating with UTEP graduate Jennifer Lucero.
Yes.
And she did work on that Project X, that Big Red X. They did a film about it. And she won a prize in that.
Very nice.
So she said, oh, my gosh, we got to talk and have a coffee.
What a good pairing.
Yeah, you know, and the energy... The energy is really nice. And her ideas, my ideas, gosh, it's gonna change the way a lot of people see race and marriage and just how you view even your own prejudices, You're going to question yourself like, oh, man, what? So I can't wait. We got into it so much. We're going to put it off till December because we want to do film. So we're going large, baby. It's going to be fun.
So you're opening the show tonight at one level, but then you're going to...
Then it's going to graduate. Yeah.
Kind of, it's going to evolve.
It's going to evolve.
Morph and grow.
Yes, and that's what I love. So I will be sort of recapping the Great and Secret show. I had a lot of people that liked the pieces from that, and they wanted more. Okay, I'll give you what you want. It's going to be fun when Interracial, Interethnic comes along. You guys, I think you'll really like it. You'll like the work.
Well, I suspect as much because your work is, I would just like a little kid kind of, you know, I can still get tongue-tied and wrapped around my own axle when I'm trying to deal with racial issues. It can get very awkward. I don't know why. The anxiety wells up and I'm afraid I'm going to say the wrong thing. And of course I do, as soon as I get anxious. And I was looking at some of your work, which is displayed on fineartamerica.com, and your images and your titles. And I was laughing like a little kid who's just blowing off nervous steam.
Yeah.
Shona Fly is one of them. Sorry, I don't know if I can say this. Jive Ass Jolson. Yes, producer is grimacing. Pop Goes the Knee, K-N-E-E, G-R-O-W.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, she can get away with this.
No, actually, I can't. I had to really...
Oh, did you get
I had to shop
back?
Myself. Heck yeah. I had to shop myself around for a printer. And you know who printed? Who did it for me? Proper Print here in El Paso.
Print.
Proper Print finally said, they're hipsters, you know. They're really cool.
So even you got in trouble.
He was like, oh, this is fun. He thought it was great.
It's art.
Yeah.
It's art.
So,
you got to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Well, now your background, give us the thumbnail sketch. Boy, that's a hard one, ain't it?
No, it's real easy.
Okay,
I'll tell you. I'll sum it up, right? Beep. when I was growing up, I was military.
Yeah.
We moved a lot. So I had little sisters and a little brother. And every time we moved, my little sister would lose something. It would always be dolls or paper dolls, something they love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we get to Germany or South Carolina, North Carolina, where we were, she'd be devastated. She was so sensitive, right? Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know what? I had enough of you and your blabbering and your whining. I make you something you can't tear up.
I was such a sensitive sibling.
I was so sensitive. I was really deep and introspective then. And so... So I said, I'm going to make you paper dolls.
Yeah.
And so I started making her paper dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd make her a little folder, like a little envelope carrier. And
aww,
she just thought she was the stuff. You
know? Were sweet inside.
Yeah. And so wherever we went, we could be on a plane and I'd just make something new. And here, just cut this out, play with it. And it would kind of compose. So then I got the bug, you know.
Yeah.
I thought, ooh, I'm really smart. I can make anything.
Hey, if you can calm your sister down.
Yeah. I love her. I love her. And she kind of was like, yeah. My yes man. You know, yeah, you can do it. And so it came from that.
Oh, sweet. Well, I know that you are here in El Paso, courtesy of the Army.
Yes.
You yourself are a veteran. You served in Europe and in California.
Yes.
Your husband is a chief warrant officer.
Yep.
And you have graced our community by really getting out there and making yourself part of the arts in town. And you have done more than that. You received the NAACP Humanitarian of the Year Award at this year's El Paso branch of the NAACP Annual Freedom Fund and Awards Banquet, which was in August, held at the Centennial Club on Fort Bliss.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Ooh-wee.
Did they name the specific reason, or are there too many to name as to why?
Lots. They do a lot of, we do a lot of volunteer work and a lot of things with the community and the youth. So I served on the education committee, and we fundraised, and we threw this bash and that bash. We really tried to get in there for the youth. And we did a scholarship fundraiser. We raised funds to give these monies to two youngsters right out of high school to take with
them. Oh, that's exciting. So even though you're a rabble-rousing artist, you still manage to...
I like that.
You fit in. Well, I just love talking with you. My guest today is visual artist Frischel Tesla, who goes by the name Tesla in her art. And she has a show opening tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. It's titled Interracial, Interethnic, and that's at the Art Junction in the Crossland Gallery, right there on 500 West Paisano on the edge of the Arts District. And we need to look down the road to November, when there's going to be another exhibition that we'll have to talk to somebody about again soon. It's a series of altars at the Junction.
Yes.
All right. Not enough time.
No.
Visit fineartamerica.com and go to profiles and check out Tesla, or better yet, be there tonight. Thank you, Tesla.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.